Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Welcome to Cool Chick Radio here on what will be next week, Tenacity Radio. I'm Tracy, the head chicken charge around these parts, and I'm joined by my oh-so-sexy Miss Angela.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Oh, fucking.
What's shaking me?
This day is kicking my fucking ass, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, if I... My phone is probably going to blow up the whole way through this, but it's all right. Anyways, so, First of all, why don't we start with who we just played, since that is our next week's guest, because we like to, you know, support the local music scene, because we're badass motherfuckers like that. That was, now this person goes by so many names, so I'm just going to go with Rowdy. But that was the Extraction Kings featuring Vic Smooth from Fly Mics, and kudos to my awesome AOW brother for hooking me up with the talented friends that he has, along with himself, which one of these days I'm going to get that asshole to come on and do a show himself, but that's beside the point. Like, I mean, really, like, you're going to show me all these talented artists when you're fucking talented your goddamn self? Come on now. Take the fucking microphone out of your ass and let's do this. Anyway, yeah, I know he's listening, so I'm just going to keep giving him shit, probably through the entire show. But, yes, we are going to have him on next week on Wednesday night. So, if you liked what you heard, which I'm sure you did, you can go ahead and hit us up, and I can send you guys some of the links that I was sent. You can find them on SoundCloud, and... yeah, he doesn't have a Facebook page for music, but yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyways. Right. Right. Cough, cough. Well, why don't you go ahead and get on that? But yeah, so. And then since everybody is like blowing up my inbox about our local art thing that we're doing, if you are interested in displaying your artwork, cough again, Michael should probably just send me some of his. Why don't you go ahead and let us know if you know a local artist, and we're not talking about music, we're talking about, you know, drawings and paintings and sculptures and wall hangy do hickermajiggers and pretty stuff that people do that I can't even draw a stick figure. But if you're an artist or no one, send them our way, because we do have a studio and we would like to support local art as well as local artists and musicians and stuff.
Can I just say something super quick? I've been getting questions tonight about, you know, the size of the studio, whatever, you know, how much space there is. Okay, here's the thing. Guys, it's a radio station. It's a space, okay? We love local people. However, we're not all about you, okay? You got to make room for other people, so don't bring this fucking ginormous thing. I'm sure it's great, but am I going to dedicate the entire space to you? No, I'm not. Sorry, love you guys, but if you're going to start to be selfish about the space, please just don't, okay? Be respectful. Give other people a chance. Give other people a shot. Learn how to share. Otherwise, you're going to have to take your fucking blocks and go home, okay? Don't make me go mommy on everybody. Don't make me have to, like, get a position about it. But I will, because I have zero tolerance for people who are like, oh, my God, I am the fucking best person ever. Make way for me. No, fuck you. I got a crown. You don't. And if you do, awesome. But whatever. It's our house. It's our rules. We love art. We love music. We love all the stuff. We love supporting people. Just don't be a selfish fuck about it. Okay? That's all I got to say about that. Like, be respectful. That's what I'm asking. Just, like, be respectful. Don't think that your shit don't stink. Because if you think your shit don't stink, your shit's not coming in my studio. Pretty much.
Oh my god, that's something. We might have a call in. We might have a call in since somebody is getting a little pissy because I'm calling them out about their talented selves. Aww, I'm going to get under someone's skin. Oh my god, bitch. Too funny.
The other night.
If he actually gets the balls to call me, which I doubt he will, But if he does, I'm probably going to laugh just a little bit.
So the other night I went to my daughter's choir concert. And
right.
Man, all I got to say is, first of all, these kids, I don't know what's in the water, but holy sweet baby Jesus.
Right.
Like, there were kids with ridiculous talent. And we're not.
Dude, kids are fucking loaded nowadays. Like, I don't know if their parents just became, like, rich and can afford all this fucking shit, but. God damn. Kids are fucking talented. And then you have, you know, friends of yours that come out of the woodworks that are talented too, but they just don't do anything with it. Weird. Oh, yeah. Did I mention I'm not done yet? Yeah. Fucking sorry, man.
But yeah, it's just, I mean, it's one of those where, I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just on my, I can't even say I'm on my period because I'm not. And I can't even say it's, you know, PMS because it's not. I've just kind of gotten to the point where, you know, anybody who's got an ego, it ain't gonna work. Like,
well, yeah, and another thing is lately with the musicians, I love you all. I will listen to every single thing that you send me. If you want to call yourself an artist, or a musician, and you're going to send me links of you singing to the radio in your car, I can do that too. I can put on a goddamn good show in my shower with my fucking shower head used as a microphone in a non-sexual kind of way and sing along with the music that is either playing in my head or on my phone or on my iPad. But I don't claim myself as a musician in doing such. I have actually gotten on a stage and performed many times, and I still do it.
Yep.
I am a musician. I have an active talent, and I have a very good ear on what I hear and what I know, which is why record labels ask me to talent scout for them. So, on that note, do not send me links to your shit saying you're a musician if you are singing along in your car. I know plenty of people that do that. I think we all do.
I'm absolutely going to do that. I'm going to send you some Snapchat videos, and I expect to have a record deal next week.
Oh, God, he's got the phone. Oh, hold on. We got to call it. Hold on here.
Ooh, all right. I love calls.
Let's see. Okay, I think we're all together now. Are we all together now?
Hold on. We gotta call it. Hold on here.
Oh, he's even got us on, like, the live shit in the background. What the fuck?
I told you my Wednesday entertainment.
Oh, God. Okay, so you want to introduce yourself to all of our fun listeners? You might want to turn off the shit in the background.
It was not shit.
Are you going to introduce yourself, or do I have to do it for you? I mean, shit.
Huh? No, you can introduce me. It's your show. You called me out, remember?
I don't know what you want to go by, so you go ahead.
Remember, you called me out.
Oh, well, it depends. Because I call you Michael, but I don't know what you prefer, so.
Well, I don't know. You can just do my AOW name. Everyone knows that one.
Oh, well, go ahead and say your AOW name, sir.
Well, Enforcer Dedicated out of Houston, Texas.
Okay, so this guy. Now, let me tell you. He's the one that introduced me to the rapper that we just heard. However, this guy can actually rap too, and he sent me some shit, and he like literally just came off some shit off his fucking tongue one day that I actually saved and is my text tone. But I laugh every time it comes off because I'm like, why isn't he on air? Like, I don't understand. But yet he doesn't, you know, he'd just rather spread the word rather than do his own thing.
That's awesome, though.
Sorry, I like to help people.
So do we. We want to help you help others.
You want to help me help others? You just did. You just played the Extraction Kings on the radio.
Well, we need to do more, though.
That was... Well, I'll send y'all some more, trust me.
Could we throw you a word and then you just rap to it?
Damn, you think I'm, like, Mos Def or something?
Well, you never
y'all
know.
Don't even know who Mos Def is, do you?
I was going more with, like, what the hell is that rap group called? Fuck, I can't even think of it right now. God damn it.
That's a weird name.
Well, that was a fun thought. That was a really fun thought.
We'll see if our good friend Lauren was listening. I just rapped some Crucial Conflict.
Oh, good God. Yep. Well, how come you don't pursue your rap career?
No, I've performed a couple places. I just the Houston scene when it comes to hip hop is kind of screwed up.
I think there's more hip hop in the Houston scene than there is country.
Well, of course. I mean, we're the
there's a lot of Mexican stuff going on down there, but
Houston, no Mexican stuff in Houston. Come on.
Dude, I have been to Katy, and I listened to the radio, and I wanted to kind of jump out of my car at most points. Or maybe I just couldn't find the right shit.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. It was a bad time, dude. I fucking pulled up. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? As soon as I hit Texas, I'm like, just shoot me. Like, good God, what the fuck? I even ended up calling my friend. I'm like, can you help me? Like,
no,
kind of
Dallas,
good radio.
Hey, Dallas and Austin have some good radio channels. Houston don't have nothing that's good.
So
we just got
it
the
true?
Open air festival. You heard about that? We just got the open air festival.
What is that? It's
supposed to be like a huge metal fest. It's got like Avenged Sevenfold, the Death.
Oh
Cold.
Yeah, Carla was telling us that.
We don't even have no radio channels that play them.
Oh my good.
Ain't that kind of messed up? We get a big metal festival, but we don't have no metal channels.
That's weird.
Well, hopefully they have YouTube.
It is weird. Everything's better on the internet anyway.
You know, it helps if you talk into your phone, not away from your phone, just saying. This guy. Good God. This guy. He's going to be the death of me. Every time he talks to me, he's like, telling you, like, phone, ear, mouth, weird. It's a good connection.
I fade away.
So tell us about your friend.
Which friend you want to talk about? I've got about a bunch of them.
Oh, imagine that. I don't know, the one we're going to interview next week.
Oh, y'all want to know about Rowdy, man.
Oh, do you have any dirt? We like dirt. Dirt's fun.
Oh, yeah.
We like to, you know, we like to get stories, and then they don't know that we know those stories, and then we tell them that we know those stories, and they're like, God damn it, who told you?
Oh, man. Not really. Rowdy don't have a lot of dirt.
Damn it.
And hey, I would know. I mean, I'm his older brother. I've known him his whole life. He doesn't really have that much dirt.
Oh, damn it.
He speaks what's on his mind, and... Well, some people tend to not like it.
Oh, do I know that one?
Yeah, I mean, that's why he's got one of them aliases, you know, Mr. Tell It Like It Is.
Oh man,
this is gonna be fun.
People don't like it when I do that. I know, right?
Now I'm really excited.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna. Man, I think y'all are gonna like the interview. I think y'all are gonna like it. He may actually be listening right now.
I know. He said he was gonna try.
Yeah, I mean he's at work, but it's not like he don't do anything.
Oh.
He's just chilling, being a plumber.
Oh, good God, that's exciting.
Hey, he works downtown in, like, the new high-rises and everything. Like, hey, it's pretty cool, late night.
So they got new high-rises, but they don't have, you know, metal music. That's fantastic. Way to go, Houston.
Yeah, right?
Way to work your way up in the world.
Hey, we do got full throttle radio, man, and them guys do a lot of good down here in Houston and in our local scene and all that stuff, man. They broadcast out of Scout Bar. They're pretty good guys, man. They try to help out pretty much kind of like how y'all do, you know, try to help people out, you know, local artists, musicians, you know, all sorts.
Huh. Well, they don't have cool chick radio like we do. Well, they do, but...
No, actually, they don't, because it's two dudes. It's not cool. Two cool chicks, you know?
Well, you know.
Wow.
They can go into the bathroom together, and they can go... Two men can go into the female bathroom in Houston and say that it's two cool chick radio. Bam! Legal! It's so legal, especially at Target.
Not the same, though, because we're way cuter.
True. Very true.
Like there's only so much you can duplicate. You know, our adorableness, that's all us.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So since you're on, since you always yell at me about it, do you wanna like pump out the AOW events going on?
Oh yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, you know me, I love to talk about my AOW, man. We got a great organization of a bunch of great people that do amazing things, man. Amazing things. Like what we right now we've got May 28th. If you're up there in New York, where is it? Let me see.
He's gotta look it up.
Hey, man, I got a busy schedule. If you're out, yeah, the Montage Music Hall, Head PE will be out there with Veer Union and Everybody Panics. But at the same time, the AOW New York chapter is going to be out there, and they're going to be doing a signed Head PE, like, charity symbol type raffle. And it's $10 a ticket, 5 tickets. You enter you 5 times, we throw your name in 1 more time, you know. And if you win, you know, you get... a personalized Head PE symbol signed by all the guys of the band. All the money from the raffle is going to the Ronald McDonald house right there in Rochester, New York. It's their 25th year anniversary. So them guys up there in New York, you know, I salute them guys. They do real good jobs up there with helping the kids and helping the seniors and the veterans around in their area. I know Angela, June 18th, you've got, you know, Rock in the Woods. I'm really looking forward to that. The whole nation's looking forward to that. We've got a lot of veterans that are in our organization, and, you know, we got new recruits coming in all the time. And some of these guys are still active military. Some of these guys are veterans. And, you know, the veterans are the ones that we got to give back to. They done gave everything to us.
Yep.
So now it's time for us to give back to them, you know. And I know you were down there at the Eagle's Nest today helping out. You know, big salute to that. You know, you do your thing, helping them guys out.
And for the record, awesome. For the record, everyone keeps asking, like, oh, you go to the Eagle's Nest, like, where is it? It is 86 miles away from me. I drive there every morning for the past 3 mornings, and I'm going tomorrow as well. And I turn around and drive back 86 miles. So...
There you go.
It's all about helping. It's dedication, damn it.
That's dedication, exactly. You know, and then what we got? We got on June 25th, we got a huge, huge event over there in Ohio with our Akron chapter and our Youngstown chapter. The bands Erasing Never are playing. Hell Came Home, Bathhouse Betty, the Hemi Devils. You know, it's going to be a food drive. You know, and it's like, I think it's $5 at the door. may get a discount. I'm not really for sure exactly how it works. You'd have to contact Sean Head. He's on Facebook. I'm pretty sure you can look him up. He can probably tell y'all more information, a little bit about it. That's going to be a huge thing. We've got a lot of things in the works for the AOW right now. We're also doing a sock drive. Our Nomads chapter is doing a sock drive and a hand towels for the homeless.
Cool.
You want to check it out? I mean, you can check out everything that the AOW does nationwide as far as our events on Facebook, you know, Association of the Wicked, you know, nationwide events, or you can do at AOW events. Check us out. Keep updated and see what we're doing. See if we're in your neighborhood.
Right.
Maybe helping out over there, you know. I think we may be getting a chapter up in y'all's area here coming up soon.
Yeah.
And look forward to that, you know. Look forward to seeing the big things that's coming out from up there. I know you guys do a lot of local stuff, and I've seen y'all's scene. I'm digging it. So I think y'all would be a big asset. So that's going to be cool.
Yes.
You know, but as far as right now, that's pretty much everything we got.
So, now, Tracy, if there's anything you want to know about the AOW, he would be the one to ask. But for the fucking record, I'm going to throw it out there again. We are not fucking a religious-based group at all, whatsoever. I even just got asked that today. I'm like, no, I did not sacrifice my fucking chicken.
We're not biased on any level. We're not big on politics, you know, your own political beliefs, your own political beliefs. We're not big on religion. We're probably mixed through all sorts of different religions and spiritual beliefs. We're far from a cult. I mean, I don't think anyone I've known in the entire nation out of the 500 strong that we are knows how to make a good thing of Kool-Aid. So we're far from a cult. We're just a bunch of people that just tired of seeing the world, you know, shit on each other, man. Like, we're supposed to be brothers and sisters and take care of our earth, you know. The earth is what provides everything for us. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the earth, you know, where would we be? We'd probably be ashes, as they say, dust to dust, you know. So we're just tired of seeing people be like this. We're tired. It's time for a change. It's time for what some would say a revolution. It's time for what some would probably say an alternate mind shift. And it's time just to show everyone that, you know, you're my brother, you're my sister. It doesn't matter what you used to be, it's what you are now. And that's really what we're all about.
I'm supposed
cool.
to tell you thanks
That's
for
like
a shout
an
out.
Awkward silence, you guys.
No, I'm trying. I'm supposed to tell you thanks for the shout out to the Nest. One of the vets just messaged me and said thank you.
Oh, always.
Holler.
Aww.
Yeah, the vets are listening.
Angela, let me let y'all know right now. I got some flyers that I've got to do for the nation, for the AOW, and I got to get back to work, so I'm going to let you go. All right.
Oh, he's going to let us go now so I can talk more shit. Yes.
Well, if you want to talk more shit, go right on ahead. You know where I'm at.
Sweet.
Y'all take it easy, man. I love listening to you guys on Wednesday. You guys kick ass.
Thanks, brother.
Always. Always.
Have fun.
Yeah, I'm going to be stuck in a computer screen for the next few hours.
Yeah, it's gross. You have fun with that. My eyeballs would hurt.
Yeah. All right, guys. Y'all have a good night, and I love y'all both. You know, salute, and, you know, treat your neighbor like you want to be treated, pretty much. Get stoned and drunk with them is what I do. I don't know.
Oh,
there
God. Oh, man. Troublemaker.
He's a cool dude.
He what?
He's a cool dude.
Oh, he's just a hoot. Just a hoot.
Aw.
He's a big old pain in my butt. Just kidding.
Oh,
just kidding. Do what?
Tell me a little bit more about what you're doing at the Nest lately. Because you've been up there a lot.
Okay, so obviously when somebody wants to live at the Nest, they have like a bunch of paperwork they have to fill out. So I put together 150 folders yesterday by myself, which is not, you would think putting papers in a folder is easy. Yeah, it's very easy, except for the fact that there's like 5 or 6 like stacks that have to go in it, and they got to be a certain way, and then you got to like, yeah, so whatever. I did that. And then today I was supposed to help file papers, but our good friend Melanie was a little busy today and running around like a chicken with her head cut off. So I decided to go down to the barn to help scrape paint to be painted tomorrow. So tomorrow I'm going back to the Nest again, and I'm going to help finish scraping the paint off the barn to repaint the barn. So hopefully the barn will be painted by the Pet Expo Day, which I think everybody should just come to, because why not? June 4th, which is actually my Dirty 30 birthday party. But quite honestly, I wouldn't want to spend it with anybody else but the Eagle's Nest. So yeah, why not? So I'm going to go spend my morning, afternoon of my birthday there to come back here to make bad decisions, because they aren't going to make themselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what I'm going to do.
That's a good plan.
Heyo!
It's all about balance.
It is about balance. You know, I'm contemplating if I'm actually going to drink, or if I'm going to just behave and watch everybody else drink and make bad decisions, but I don't know. Like, I make bad decisions anyways. I mean, really, like, let's just be honest. Like, I can have fun sober or drunk. I'm just an all-around big old basket of fun. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I haven't fully decided which route I want to take.
That's okay. You got a little time.
I just need to get laid. That's all I care about.
Well, boys, you heard it. Line up. Her vagina needs some.
That was not an invitation. That was not an invitation.
What?
No. No.
Sure was.
It was not an invitation.
Get it, girl. Yeah.
No, that's what shower heads are for. Damn it. Meow.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, I can't argue with that either, but still. That's not the point. Get it, girl. Get it.
Just good God.
It. Go on, get some.
Yeah. You... you... Are you going to come to the Eagle's Nest for the June 18th thing? Or not the Eagle's Nest, but the Brainerd Show?
Yes.
Are we doing a live show from there?
We can.
We were asked to.
That could be arranged.
See, what I was thinking, now here's my thought. Here's my idea. What I was thinking was we could go, as Cool Chick Radio does, and we could interview Melanie and mm-hmm. ask her about the Nest so people can learn more about the Nest that way. Mm-hmm. And then we could also do each band interview, so we could get 6 live bands in and out, like do 3 and then 3, or you know, however. But we could go on at like different times during the day. Like we could do Melanie in the afternoon, and then like early evening do 3 bands, and then do the other 3 bands. That's my thought.
Cool.
Yeah, because, well, you know, when I went to that show in, wherever the fuck I was, I don't even know where the fuck I was. It was in some fucking bumfuck Egypt town up in fucking bumfuck Minnesota. Up yonder, that way, somewhere. I don't know, I just followed my GPS. Somewhere off of Highway 10, up by Mille Lacs. when we did the four bands in an hour. That was fun. 15 minutes apiece. I'm like standing there. I was literally standing there, and I was like, I had one band in front of me, one band behind me, and one on each side of me. So I was like in this big circle, and I'm in the middle. I'm like, okay, and this one.
The spin interview. But yeah, because
you know, I'm kind of curious. I think I might ask Mr. Dedicated if Head PE would mind getting some vets into the Head PE concert for free. If they can do that. Well, I know that Head PE can do that, but I wonder if the vets could go and do that.
Sure.
Because, why not? Yeah, that'd be fun.
Exactly.
I don't know how many of them are into music and Head PE, but I mean...
Well, I mean, anytime you can get VIP treatment, I think anybody should take advantage of it.
Right.
You know?
Band I don't know if Michael's still
Miss Melanie from the Nest has a lot of exciting things going on in her life, like a pageant coming up in July for Global United International, which is a platform-based.
Yeah, but what is that about?
Well, Global International is a platform-based pageant primarily focused on volunteering and making a difference in the world, and I honestly couldn't think of anybody with a stronger platform that I think Tenacity Radio and Cool Chick Radio should help sponsor. So a few years ago, I actually met Melanie at a pageant, and it was one of those things where we just kind of hit it off, and she's just got an extremely strong volunteer base, obviously. I mean, with running the Nest, I mean, I honestly don't think anybody can top her as far as volunteer hours, you know. And I mean, her platform, she knows it inside and out. There's honestly nobody better that I could think of to represent North America in this pageant than her. So that's why I had to somewhat sweet talk her into it, but I think she's gonna do amazing.
Oh, I know. That was some funny shit. She's like, I hate you guys. You guys and you're sponsoring me, and now I have to do it. And I'm like, ha, 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 ha.
Yep. Well, I mean, the thing is that pageants, believe it or not, whether anybody wants to believe it or not, I've seen it myself. I've had it happen. Lots of doors open. Lots of exposure, lots of marketing, lots of opportunities, especially when you have a strong platform like hers. You get invited to things. You get involved with things that you wouldn't normally do. You put a crown on your head and people listen. This is something that they need to listen to more. So by putting a crown on her head and possibly having her win the international title is going to put the Eagle's Nest in more of a spotlight, in more of a national and international spotlight, which it needs. Because, I mean, they really support vets with PTSD, and it's not like it's, you know, just a Minnesota thing. You know, it's everywhere. And it's something that needs to be addressed. And, I mean, the work that they're doing at the Nest is amazing. And it needs to keep going, and it needs a voice. It needs a strong voice, and she's a great one with a very strong voice, if you haven't met her. She's a little woman, but you don't want to mess with her.
She's fun size. You don't want to piss her off.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend angering her. I think it's going to be great. So I really, really do.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Mr. Dedicated decided to leave out the Minnesota bands that are involved because he's not equipped with the Minnesota bands.
Mm-hmm.
For June 18th at the Woods, we have Among the Serpents, Sin 7, Fixated, Nonetheless, Nameless Victims, and the headliner is Ashes from Stone. And the cool thing about this, the bands that I chose, almost all of them, every single band has a member. Oh, and fuck, I can't even forget Digital Homicide because Jason would fucking kill me. Every single one of them have a veteran in their band. So that's pretty cool.
That's really awesome. Say what?
So put that in your jukebox and fuck it dedicated.
There you go.
He can roll off all the names of the bands that are playing in other places, but he can't list off ours. Must be that Houston, Texas thing.
Could be. He's jealous. Jelly of the music scene here. That's all right. That's all right. You should be. Got some pretty cool stuff. Roy.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm. So what else is going on with everything else?
What is everything else?
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, I've got like 8,000.
Oh, and before I forget, because I do have 8,000 things going on, the AOW is helping sponsor the Brainerd show at the Woods. So all of the Minnesota AOW members will be at the Brainerd show. And if you want to know more about the AOW and what we are about, who we are, what we do, find us. We'll be there. You can't miss our shirts. You can't miss who we are because we're awesome. So if you have any questions about our organization or anything like that, you can ask one of us because one of us will be able to tell you. There is 9 of us that will be there. So we're pretty excited because, well, I'm really excited, actually, because I have been the only AOW member in Minnesota for the past year, and now there is 9 of us, and I get to do things with my brothers and sisters, and I'm not by myself, which is fun being a nomad, because especially in Minnesota, nobody knows what it is, and I was the only one with a sticker and a shirt and everything else that goes along with being an awesome AOW member, but no, I'm not the only one. I seen my friend Sean. He had gotten his shirt and he had gotten stickers for his truck. And I'm like, man, like, it was so much fun. But
there's somebody who's asking about AOW. Do you want to kind of re-explain what it is?
There's somebody asking about the AOW?
Yes, ma'am.
The AOW is an organization of people that pretty much just want to see a better world and help people. Like, we do charity events, we do cancer benefits, we do, we put together a lot of shows, musically and, well, now non-musically because we do other stuff too, but we do, like, you know, bring a canned item and then bring it to a homeless shelter. Or we just recently we had a chapter bring a bunch of coloring books and crayons and stuff to a children's hospital. We do a lot of, like, just really helping other people and doing things that most people just won't do. Like, we all come together and just help each other do things for different charities. We had, Nathan had done Mosh Out the Masses for, two of his friends had cancer, and he did a huge benefit concert for them and raised money for their medical bills and helping other people. So it's really about just making the world a better place. What was that?
Did you ever hear how much they ended up raising to help?
I honestly don't remember. Michael, if you have that information, just send it to me now. But Yeah, we, like, for what we're doing for the Eagle's Nest, I know us, the, we, I can't even say Minnesota chapter, the Nomad Minnesota people, we mm-hmm. are putting together the benefit concert for the veterans at up at the Eagle's Nest. Where I put together, I was asked to grab one band to do, to like sing for the night, and I ended up getting six. And now we are raising money ourselves. We're doing footwork and trying to help raise money for the Eagle's Nest. So we're alone in Minnesota doing just that. And there's many, many different chapters of the AOW. So
cool.
That's what we do. We're all over the U.S. Some, I think there's, we even have like a member in Canada, if I remember correctly, but
awesome.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The founder of the AOW is Jeremiah Stratton from Head PE. He had an idea with a friend and ran with it. And now here we are, 300 and some odd people strong. And still counting.
Very, very, very nice. So what all does the Eagle's Nest need help with as far as funding? In case somebody just wants to make a direct donation because they like what they hear.
There is a GoFundMe on my Facebook, on Melanie's Facebook, and the Eagle's Nest.
Okay. We should share that on the Tenacity Radio and Cool Chick Radio Facebook pages. So that way people can kind of check it out.
Yeah, buddy.
So.
Oh, and we're also, by the way, I didn't even tell you because I've been, like, so freaking busy with throwing together a bunch of other events. But I was given permission from the AOW to do a for Courtney, for her, for those of you who don't know, Courtney was murdered by her husband, and he killed himself in front of their four children. August 18th, we are doing an event. It's in the works, but we're going to do an all-day event for children. We're going to raise money for Courtney's kids. We're going to help the grandparents get school supplies for the kids and give back the kids, give them some money for the grandparents, basically to help raise these children that they didn't, you know, you didn't obviously expect to have to raise your grandchildren as your children now, but we're going to help raise money for the kids. We're going to try and get all season passes for Valley Fair. We're reaching out to different organizations to figure out if they want to help. We're just going to do like a huge fundraiser for these kids that were, oh God, I can't even talk about it because it's going to make me cry, but helping raise money for the babies, basically. And I've contacted the Alexandria House for Abused Women and Children to figure out how to get in contact with the family, and they're actually going to get back to me sometime this week or next week to let me know who Courtney's family is that has the kids so I can keep in contact with them and let them know what's going on.
Okay. It's actually
Courtney. So we can just deliver them with one big check and here you go.
Courtney's
everyone's
here.
Like, everyone keeps saying, oh, do a GoFundMe. Well, I don't want to do a GoFundMe. That's the easy way. The hard way, and to me, the right way and the personable way is to go up to these companies and be like, this is what we're doing. This is what I want to do. Do you want to help? Like, it's, to me, GoFundMe is a help, yes. And there, I think they should be for bigger organizations and bigger companies, you know, like the Eagle's Nest and stuff. But when you're doing something personal for somebody, It should be a personal conversation. So
right. I agree.
That's just my thoughts on it. But so
I agree. Something like
I am probably going to, like, I'm going to have, like, the worst PTSD about this whole Courtney thing. Like, it's just, like, I can't even, like, I have a hard time talking about it. Like, when you've been in those shoes and being, you know, a victim of physical violence, of domestic violence, like, it is so hard, like, the things that people post on Facebook, like the videos and shit of people beating the shit out of each other, like I can't even watch them. It makes my fucking stomach turn. And then to like know that this lady was like protecting her children and this guy killed her in front of the kids and then they had to beg for their lives for mercy, like don't kill me, please. Like,
no.
The kid's 12 years old and he's begging his dad not to kill him and he goes in the room next door and kills himself instead of the kids. But like, at the same time, like, how fucked up of an individual do you have to be? Like,
right.
Maybe I should ask my ex. I mean, quite honestly, like, excuse me, sir, how do you feel about beating your wife in front of your children? Like, how fucked up? Like, that's just so fucked up. Oh.
I know. I agree. I completely agree.
It, like, literally, I think that's why, I really, really think that's why my TBI and PTSD has been so bad. Like, just reading that, and, like, every day it's on my mind. Like, I have to do something to help her. Like, I can't help her, obviously, but, like, help her kids. Like, I have to. Like, there's not even a question. Like, that has to be done.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. It's, I mean, the community support that the family has gotten since then, it's amazing. It's one of the reasons why I really like the Ramsey area. You know, it's kind of close knit. It's big enough, but small enough, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we definitely have each other's backs.
Right.
In the area.
Well, I think honestly, like Minnesota as a whole, that's kind of where Minnesota Nice comes in. Like the whole saying Minnesota Nice, like I really think that as a whole is something like something so tragic like this and some of the devastation and tragedies that I've seen before, that's where Minnesota really comes together. Like, it, like, I mean, fuck, look at Prince's death, for instance.
Right.
Like, to have the whole fucking city be, like, shut down and, like, everyone, like, the night that he passed away, like, everyone's in the fucking streets of Minneapolis, like, all coming together because he died. Like, none of these people knew who the hell he was, like, personally, but, you know, like, he was a big, huge advocate for Minnesota and why he wanted to be here. And, like, I think it was funny, the one interview, and I'm not even a Prince fan, just saying, like, hate me now, I don't care. But, like, for, like, one of the interviews that he did, like, they were like, well, why do you still live in Minnesota when, you know, you're as big as you are? And he said, like, because I think it's so cold in Minnesota, it keeps the mean people out. And it's true.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's shitty people in Minnesota, obviously, but, like, you know, gas station, like, clerk doesn't just be like, okay, $8. Like, I think every single gas station clerk and or, you know, anywhere you go is like, oh, how was your day? Like, what's new? I remember when I moved to Virginia, you go to the end of the gas station, and I'm from Minnesota thinking people are just nice like we are, and they're like, yep, $20. And it's like, what? Like, just the attitude is so different everywhere else. I'm like, okay, well, go fuck yourself then. I don't fucking care. You had a bad day. Someone spit in your fucking Cheerios. What the fuck? Drink some coffee. Good God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I am filled with events.
Cool. Good.
And the best thing about it is I get to bring my babies everywhere I go. Super excited.
Even better. See, that's the best.
I have been asked to go to like so many like shows and birthday parties and music festivals, and I'm just like, nope, I can't bring my kids. Like, babysitters are expensive, people.
No kidding.
And with all the fucking horrible things that people keep posting about babysitters and daycares, like,
oh.
I just don't want to do anything.
Ugh, gross, right?
Fucking, fuck. We all know what happens when you fuck with Angela's kids.
But that's okay. That's how it should be. Like, people
beat the fucking brakes off that chick. Oh my god. And that's like, I don't even do violence. I'm not a violent person unless I have to be, but I beat the shit out of that chick. Oh my god. Don't mess with my kids. I turn into a crazy person.
Well, that's the way everybody is, though. You know?
Right.
That's how you know you're a good mom.
Oh,
you want to mess with the kids? Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to warn you once, and then we're going to square off, and I'm
going to
tee off on your face.
I literally, like, I remember looking at my kid's uncle, and I said, I remember taking a drag of my cigarette and calmly looking at him saying, I'm going to go beat the shit out of your wife now, and you got 2 seconds to stop it. And I continued dragging my cigarette and walking right towards her, like, and then it all went black. Okay. Oh, okay. So, Mosh Out the Masses, by the way, they raised $3,000.
Cool. That's awesome. It's just nice to hear people are generous. I like to hear that people are generous and that they're helping out and digging in and making a difference, not just talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. And I am being blown up to, there is a pet expo up at the Nest, and they're raising money to finish the dog house.
Okay.
And so if you come up to the Nest on June 4th during the day, like I said, I will be there. You can bring your kids. Obviously, it's a kid-friendly event, and there'll be all kinds of animals for kids to, you know, see that they don't normally get to see. Like, I was playing with a cow today. The cow really likes me, and so does one of the horses, and it's really kind of creeping me out, but like, they can sense, like, when people have anxiety, and I totally had anxiety, and this horse kept circling me, like, all up in my face. I'm like, oh my god. But, you know, like, bring the kids, it'll be a fun day, so come hang out with me on my birthday party day.
All right. Well, is there anything else since we're down to the last minute of the show?
Oh, God. Not that I can think of.
Okay.
I could come up with more, but.
Well, starting next week, we are going to have our shiny new space. So we're really, really excited about that. So make sure that you tune in, because, yeah, next week we should be broadcasting from our shiny new spot. But in the meantime, make sure you like us, love us, share us on social media, because we like to be liked, we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared. Because if you try and share two women in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody, get out there and make those bad decisions, because the bad decisions aren't going to make themselves. We'll see you soon, people. Peace.